Kettering Group came into being at Kettering Boys School in England in the early 60s when Geoffrey Perry, who was then Senior Science Master, and cowering in shame over there, I think, introduced radio and visual tracking of artificial satellites as an aid to the teaching of physics. In 1966, the group achieved world prominence when it announced that Cosmos 112 had been launched from a hitherto unknown launch site in the Soviet Union. Further scoops followed, and the group rapidly achieved a worldwide reputation for its work in predicting launches and recoveries of Soviet manned spacecraft, the decoding of telemetry from military satellites, and tracking the decay of nuclear-powered satellites. They've done a lot of other things too. Geoffrey Perry has been awarded many honours for his work. He received the MBE in 1973, the Jackson Wilt Medal of the Royal Astronomical Society in 1974, and has been awarded three honorary degrees by British universities. He's a regular contributor to the United States Library of Congress's recently defunct, I think, five yearly reports on the Soviet space program, and the New York Times has described him as the leading non-governmental expert in that area. Mr. Perry retired from Kettering Boys School in 1984 and now produces the monthly supplements to the Royal Aeronautical Establishment Table of Earth Satellites. He travels widely in Europe and North America as an invited speaker at space conferences and made his first visit to Australia in 1979 to present two papers at the 1979 Astronautics Convention in Perth. I think that's enough of that. I think without too much further ado, I'll present him. The talk tonight is on military and civilian satellite applications. And I know from what I've seen and heard so far, it's going to be a marvellous and entertaining and educational talk. So, without further ado, Mr. Perry.